Welcome, welcome to our show.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Why don't you just start by introducing yourself?
Welcome to the program. Can I get a pew-pew for the fans?
No idea what that means.
Welcome to your fantasy.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Good morning. How you doing? How about them Steelers going to the Super Bowl, baby? Oh, yeah. How about that Ohio State? How about those Mountaineers, West Virginia? How about those Steelers? Yeah. Hey, what a great game that was. Holy cow. Steelers are a lot better than I thought they'd be, I got to tell you. Wonderful show for you today. Great special guest. Her name is Brooke Anderson, and she is the membership and marketing coordinator for the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. Live exclusive interview here in studio after the 8 o'clock news. Spread the word. Everybody likes Brooke Anderson, or they will after they listen to her on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Ours was pretty good. We had Leslie's family over, and Leslie made another wonderful meal for everyone, and there was no bickering, there was no political squabbling of any sort. Neighbors didn't have to call the sheriff's department this year. I consider that a success. I hope yours was as good, maybe even better. Maybe even better. Now, before we get started, normally I say, hey, incredible show for you today, and it's always true because each day I've got the potential to do the finest show that I've ever done, including today. But I'm not going to say incredible show today, even though we have a great guest, because I screwed up. I screwed up about a week or so ago, and I feel like an idiot. And so I've got to apologize. First, I have to correct my mistake, which was a doozy, as in pretty bad, although it involved simply misplacing two zeros. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Dimitri, you misplaced two zeros. Sounds like a big nothing burger. Well, when I make a mistake, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to me for a number of reasons. One, I got to be honest with you, because if you don't believe me, then, of course, when I lose all credibility, it won't matter what I say because you won't believe me. So I've got to tell you the truth. Now, also, it's like the right thing to do. And I inadvertently disparaged an agency for the state of Ohio because I thought they were really screwing us over regarding the illegals and all that. And I could not have been more wrong. I'm embarrassed to say all of this, but I've got to get it out here and right at the beginning of the show to let you know that I screwed up royally 100%. And it was all because I was trying to do math in my head. Not a good look for Dimitri. Not a good look for Dimitri. Okay, long story short, the state of Ohio was asking for a big increase in the amount of money to deal with roughly 4,000 migrants in the state of Ohio. That may be legal, that may be illegal, God only knows. But the number is roughly 4,000. And the number was 42 million. That was the magic number. And I said, well, you know, my God, this means like each migrant is going to be getting $1 million a year from the state of Ohio. $42 million, 4,000 migrants. I did the math in my head just like that. And that's $1 million a migrant. And so I was upset. So I reached out to the state of Ohio. In fact, I got the, here it is here, to a Thomas Betty with Job and Family Services for Ohio. And I said, hi, Thomas. The increased amount to roughly $42 million among 4,000 aliens seems to indicate that the per capita cost is more than $1 million per migrant per year in Ohio. My listeners and I are astonished about this. And we should have been astonished by the math error. Anyway, I continue. Would the state of Ohio please give us an exact breakdown of how much is spent on each migrant annually, and then where does excess funding, if any, go? It is difficult for us to comprehend that Ohio spends more than $1 million for each migrant. We seek full transparency and accountability for our listeners. Thank you, Dimitri, 2020. All right. I get a response from Tom Betty, Public Information Program Administrator, Office of Communications, State of Ohio. Mr. Vassilaris, this is not a correct calculation, and I will email you an explanation. Ohio is not in uppercase, N-O-T, not spending $1 million per migrant per year. And that's Tom Betty, B-E-T-T-I, Public Information Program. Thank you. You have a nice Thanksgiving as well. Tom will follow up with other stuff, blah, 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 blah. I thought to myself, well, this is ridiculous. So instead of doing the math in my head, I went to my iPhone. It has a calculator. iPhones are great. And I decided to do the math, not in my head, but by using my calculator. And it turns out that I misplaced at least a couple zeros, quite possibly a few more. It's not $1 million a migrant. Not even close. Not even close. And I went, this is after I was tearing apart my Governor Mutilation Mike DeWine and the Job and Family Services in Ohio and migrants and this, that, and the other. And the outrage meter was 11. The problem was I did the math in my head and I got it so wrong. So wrong. That, it was like, oh my God. And so I sent another email to the state of Ohio. And here's what I wrote. Oh, for goodness sakes. Of course you're right. I'm an idiot. No excuses. I added a facepalm emoji because I thought that was appropriate. Thank you for correcting me. I will tell my listeners my mistake. My apologies. Have a great Thanksgiving. So no, it was nowhere near that dollar amount. Comes to $10,500 per migrant, not $1 million per migrant. So I misplaced at least two zeros, I think. Maybe three. Well, at least two. I misplaced zeros. And it was really, really bad. So, and by the way, the state did not say, you need to apologize, you need to correct. They did not do that. They were actually very gracious, I must tell you. I, on the other hand, was mortified. And I have no one to blame but myself. So my apologies to the state of Ohio for completely screwing this thing up. I mean, I really screwed. You think Ryan Day screwed up on Saturday with Michigan? No. This is a bigger screw up than that. Although that was pretty big. But still, this is a bigger one than that. I screwed up 100%. State was very gracious. I hope you forgive me. I was trying to do the, I did do the math in my head, but it was wrong, completely wrong. At least two extra zeros. And it was a big nothing burger. And I feel like an idiot. But you need to know that. Because I remind people all the time. I do an evidence-based talk show. I have evidence. I present evidence. Many times it's my audio clips. So you can hear what they're saying coming from their own mouths. And other times I back it up with sources, and I read the sources to you and tell you where the sourcing is coming from and all of that. And when I don't have smoking gun evidence, I also make a point of saying, I don't have smoking gun evidence, but here's what I think based on what I've read and calculated, not calculated, but what I've read. I don't want it to be doing any calculations in my head. But I really screwed up this one, and there's no excuse for me, and I apologize. So now you know the truth. There's no story here. I got the math 100% wrong. Ugh, idiot. All right, so we've cleared that up, I hope. I don't know what else I can add to it, except it was my stupid mistake. I'm doing the math in my head as I'm talking on the air, and everything makes sense when I'm talking live on the air here and ad-libbing. Everything makes sense. I can't go back and check my numbers. Didn't even think to check my numbers, really. And this is what you get. So my bad, 100%. Apologies to the state of Ohio. Apologies to you. Apologies to the Ohio Midland News Group. Apologies to the stink bugs flying around this place. Apologies to whoever I can apologize to. Anyway, my bad. That's what happened. Very, very sorry about that. All right. Next. Big story. Broke yesterday evening. Joe Biden giving a full, complete, sweeping pardon to Hunter Biden. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, this is really bad news because now he's not going to be prosecuted for the laptop from hell and all of the sex stuff there with underage kids and all of the different drug this and the gun that and the blah, 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 blah. And I was watching the network newscast this morning. I get up 3 so in the morning, and then watch the ABC and CBS and NBC or overnight newscasts. And they're all pretty much saying the same thing, that Joe Biden betrayed his said one thing and, of course, did another, broke his promise, of course, gave Hunter Biden a pardon, as we all knew he would, because these are all liars and it's all a blue pill virtual reality that they're trying to have you live in and all that stuff. But here's this is actually quite important. The spin is that, yes, Joe Biden broke his promise. And he said, and Karen Jean Pierre, whatever that idiot is, who's the official spokesperson, said, oh, no, he's not going to give Hunter Biden a pardon, this, that, and the other, which means that they're not going to be able to charge him with all of this stuff on the laptop. That's the story. And they actually want you, now think about this. What I'm going to say sounds counterintuitive, but I've been giving this a great deal of thought because that's typically what I do unless I'm dealing with math. They want you to focus on the fact that Biden broke his promise. They want you to focus on the laptop from hell, that he's not going to be prosecuted for all of these disgusting things that he did with little kids and with the guns and with the drugs and with the whores and everything else. They want you to focus on that. And they will read you the statement from Joe Biden about how this prosecution was unfair because they were targeting me and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. And of course, everybody's going to be, you know, outraged and really furious about this, except one person, at least one person. And that one person is me. I have a whole different take on this. And that's why I keep saying to you, I'm the only one you've got. The local media, useless beyond belief, the TV stations especially today regarding the way they were virtually ignoring the Hunter Biden pardon story, it's absolutely unbelievable. That's why you got to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays is Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Oh, by the way, today we are streaming on Facebook. I'm giving the Facebook live stream one more shot, see if we can make this thing work. I'm using my old iPad, and that's essentially my camera, so it's waved to everybody. Hi, how you doing? The reason my hand looks orange is because I eat a lot of winter squash. In any event, you download the River Network app, then you click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. We're doing the show live Monday morning. It's going to be rebroadcast on Thursday. Don't forget Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here on the River Talk Radio Network, which includes the River Talk stations, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. But download the River Network app and then click River Talk. I'm going to tell you why I think this is much, 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 much worse than people realize, the Hunter Biden pardon, but also might be a blessing in disguise. You only get this from Dimitri.